We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just give me a nudge. That's all I need. Just a little micro sleep there. Not to worry. Just a passing phase. Time for my afternoon nap. Here we go. Bonus hour is underway. Let's do that. Grab the phone. I'll wake up just in time to talk to you. I was only off by like a second or two. Come on. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number. 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address, bob@1063.com. Let me quickly catch up with the text line because I have a few here that I have not had an opportunity to get to. Bobby, it's disappointing to hear Fox News during the news breaks. It's so skewed now. And an insult to our intelligence. Every day as I listen to your show, I find more and more bias towards the left in the Fox News reports. Yeah, no kidding. I know, but where are you going to go? You know what, take ABC, CBS, NBC? I don't think so. We got to live with it, I guess. You know, same thing with Drudge. You know, they've sold out as well. Now, Bobby, people are so busy paying attention to the impeachment hearings. There's something else big going on at the same time. That is the trial of Roger Stone. The judge is Obama appointed. The head juror worked two positions under Obama. And the husband of a juror was working for Mueller during the Russian investigation. Well, I'm sure we can count on those folks being unbiased. Taking it right down the middle, right? Bobby, I've lived in both Carolinas and both Dakotas. I know how to fight the cold. Move to the Carolinas. Makes sense to me. Bobby, I'm on my way to walk my pup, Roscoe. But before we do that, I'm going to slide by the well, the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, and give our fine Marines a Jackson from Jim and Easley. Yeah, at the Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast down there in conjunction with our friends at the Marine Corps Reserve and the Toys for Tots campaign. They do accept cash, okay? Bobby, just exactly how much taxpayer money went into these so-called studies on how to stay warm? By the way, Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide. Thank you. I had mentioned in the last hour of the program that I had been unable when I went to YouTube. YouTube is owned by Google, I think, aren't they? Pretty sure they are. I had been unable to find the previously available YouTube video of Ray-Ban Biden. You know, he always wears the aviator sunglasses because he's cool. You know, he's cool, right? Bragging about his quid pro quo of his own in Ukraine. Here's plugs.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "Nah," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And yeah, uh-huh. So there he is. Now, the prosecutor he wanted fired was looking into corruption at this Ukraine energy company, Burisma, where Joe's son, Hunter, was a member of the board of directors and made about $3 million as a member of the board. And, of course, he was well qualified to be on this board of the energy company because the closest he came to energy was putting gas in his vehicle. He knew nothing about it. Well, he knows nothing about anything, really, but he knew even less about the energy business. And so here's Biden, and that was at the Council of Foreign Relations. And here he is bragging that he's admitting doing exactly what the Democrats, Adam Schiff and Pelosi and the rest of them, are now saying Trump should be impeached for, only Trump didn't stand to benefit or have a member of his family benefit personally from his actions. And here is Biden bragging. I told him, you're not going to get your billion-dollar loan unless you fire this prosecutor who's investigating my kid. So as the left always does, they have now turned around and they're accusing President Trump of doing something remarkably similar to what Biden is admitting to doing. And by the way, this is not the first time that Joe and his kids, Hunter and others, his brother Frank, have been involved in pay-to-play schemes. Meantime, I found it interesting. The Trump Foundation today was told they had to return $2 million in fines, or they were fined $2 million for some kind of irregularities in the Trump Foundation. Anybody found any irregularities in the Clinton Crime Family Foundation? Oh, we can't investigate them. They certainly wouldn't have done anything wrong just because Hillary's brother was the guy that was handling the Haiti business, all the contributions, tons of money, millions of dollars that came in there, very little of which, by the way, actually got to the Haitians. How much of that money stayed with the Clinton Crime Family Foundation? To the phones we go. Steve is joining us this evening. He's in Simpsonville. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Bobby Mack, it's good to speak with you tonight.
My pleasure, sir.
Well.
Thank you.
We are in agreement on Fox News and Drudge, but I found a safe haven in Newsmax.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
121 on the cable, and I'm on the online, newsmax.com, and I get a lot, with the exception of Judge Napolitano, who's a never-Trumper.
Right.
And most of the people on there, though, are pretty sharp, and you can get an honest-to-goodness, even both sides of the understanding on any discussion you might have.
And if you're also looking for conservative leaning or more middle of the road, but I think conservative leaning is a better way to describe them. One America News Network is also good. And right. I think what the texter was complaining about was Fox News radio service. And I would agree. They use copy from the Associated Press, and that's all left leaning and spun. And I wish that there was another more down the middle radio news service that was available, because that's what I mean. We were one of the first 25 or so Fox News radio affiliates. When I came in here, when I was still a suit, the first thing I did was fire ABC News and bring on Fox. And in those days, they were pretty good. They were fair. They were, as the motto right. used to say, fair and balanced. But you notice now they've even done away with that that branding of fair and balanced. They don't even pretend right. anymore. It's sad.
Well, you have we're taking bets on if Assange remains alive or if he'll go the way of Epstein.
Yeah, yeah, he could be he could be the next victim of Arkanside.
Yes. Well, I hope you have a great day. Just got back from Kentucky seeing my ninth grandchild.
Wow.
And was trying to cheer on Bevins, but Bevins shot himself in the foot up there because he is such a horse's patoot. No one likes him, and he really did himself in a bad way against the crooked teachers union up there.
So. Oh, really? That's what put him underwater so heavily?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they hate his guts there, so.
Yeah, I knew that he had like an 18% approval rating, so it was miraculous that he came as close as he did, I guess.
Let me say this. I appreciate all you do, and I keep after it, and we're so glad you're around, that you got all your vacation in, but we're glad that you're here so we can listen to you. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the kind words. Nice of you to say that. I love doing it. 17 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mack Show in the bonus hour here on the penultimate workday of the week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good news story still ahead today here on the Bobby Mack Show as well. In the fourth and final hour, the bonus hour underway. To the phones we go. Let's head to Reedville next and bring in Alan. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack. I was just listening in to Biden talking about that. You know, since Biden is now running for president, and since his son at that time was on a board that he directly said, you have to do this.
Yep.
Then how is that not affecting this campaign?
Good question. A couple of reasons. One, because the media ignores it. It doesn't fit their narrative. So, you know, a texter sent me a message just a minute or two ago and said, you know, Donald Trump ought to be running that audio in TV ads 24/7, 365. And I would agree with that. So that's part of it. The media is not going to make a big deal out of it. And I guess, you know, considering that Hillary is still walking around, not imprisoned and as a guest of the federal prison system, these people feel as if they're untouchable.
But, you know, the media doesn't investigate and bring charges.
Nope, they're corrupt. Totally corrupt.
Right. And in the sense that if indeed there is a campaign finance violation, which to me, if anything, this is affecting either way. If they don't fire him and he and Hunter gets caught up in an investigation of a company that's in a lot of trouble, well, that would affect this campaign. By firing him and them dropping the investigation, that certainly affects this campaign, and he admits that he did it.
Yeah, blatantly.
So, if we're talking about involving and affecting campaigns, then I don't see how this can't be. I mean, could you imagine if Trump had a hotel in another country that they're going to investigate. And he says, wait a minute, all these grants and loans, you're not going to get them unless you fire the prosecutor.
That's right. And drop the investigation in my hotel. What's the difference?
That's it. There is no difference.
Right.
That's the point. There is no difference. So to me, it would seem to be something that would need to be assessed by the same people that assess any campaign stuff.
And there have been some negative stories about Biden in the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes, but they've kind of been left-handed attacks. They've just been trying to drive down his poll numbers. But you're onto something here, Alan, because you're looking down the road at where we're going rather than where we've been. I don't know if you happen to see it, but Joe DiGenova, former federal prosecutor, was on Fox Business Channel either yesterday or maybe earlier today, and said the coming FISA report is going to be worse than you can imagine for Obama officials, the DOJ, and the FBI. So we can only hope that he is correct in that regard. And if that's the case, then that may scare the daylights out of him enough that they will have an off-the-record conversation with Biden and say, look, your time has passed, pal. You've got way too much baggage here, and we can't afford it.
Well, I continue to wait for the first one of any, whether it's involved with Flynn or whether it's involved with the fire at the FBI, somebody
right.
to be indicted.
Yep, you and me
indict
both.
Indict somebody.
Right.
And then let's see what happens once that starts.
And merely the fact that Mr. Durham's investigation has now been announced to be a criminal investigation should scare the daylights out of these people. But you're right. And until somebody is perp walked out of a federal building in handcuffs, we're just twiddling our thumbs here, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Well, Clapper, I tell you what's interesting is when it was first announced, if you go and watch the video of Clapper on CNN responding when it was first announced.
Right.
And look at his mannerism, look at his absence of eye contact, and then go back and just look at any previous Clapper where he talks.
Yeah.
It doesn't take, a 5-year-old could see the difference between him.
Yeah.
But it definitely stunned him when they announced that word.
You bet. And you want to talk about a guilty look on a face. Now, I'm not one of those that can interpret body language, but I don't think you have to, because as you said, you watch Clapper's face when he finds out that his name is on the list. He has a shocked and stunned expression.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
it. Have a good night, Bob.
You too, Alan. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Got to take a break coming up on momentarily here with little Annie in the news center. When we come back on the other side, you remember Project Veritas on Tuesday released that video of reporter Amy Robach discussing the information that she had on Jeffrey Epstein, who, by the way, did not commit suicide, and how the suits at ABC News essentially spiked the story, as they say, refused to air what she had. We are learning more about this, about where the video actually came from, and the consequences, we believe, to the individual who leaked it and put it out there, embarrassing ABC News, if that's possible. I don't know. I don't know if they still are capable of embarrassment or not. From their reaction to this, you would think not. But we'll share this with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here in the closing half of the bonus hour on Thursday. Moneypenny just got a call, too. One of our traffic spotters said there is a nasty wreck blocking the road in Liberty, 178 and Rohama Road, believe it is. So heads up in that vicinity, 178 at Rohama Road. Got a nasty wreck over there this evening. In on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bobby Mack, it's not politically correct to say Epstein didn't commit suicide. We have to say it was an assisted suicide. Baha! From Airborne all the way. Thank you, Airborne. Appreciate that. Bobby, Toys for Tots is a fantastic program. However, I would suggest not to donate crayons. Marines are known to eat them in large quantities. Go Navy. There we go. See, you know, that service rivalry rearing its ugly head again. Bobby, I think they want Biden to win because he's such a dummy and will be easy to control. Yeah. Bobby just went by the well. You don't even have to get out of your car if you want to give a cash donation. There are privates out there with a big jug taking it right off the street. Are they PFCs? I'd imagine they are. Bob Rantingly, R-A-N-T-I-N-G-L-Y, as in rant, rantingly.com is my new go-to as a conservative-leaning news aggregator since the Drudge Report sold out. And I have talked at some length about what finger, all one word, as in what finger, up or down on stories. Whatfinger.com is a really good aggregator as well. Bobby, it looks as though Jeffrey Epstein flunked the lessons on how to stay warm. Indeed, yeah. Assumed room temperature there. With assistance, as a texter pointed out. Bobby, don't forget, contributions to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation dropped by 88% in 2017 after Hillary lost the election. Yeah, exactly. She had no more influence to peddle. Bobby, Trump should plaster that video of Biden all over the TV. Bobby, please remind those who can receive it, OAN, that's One America Network News, OANN actually, is a breath of fresh air. That's all I can watch anymore. From Dr. D. Thank you, Dr. D. Bobby, what are the top four teams in the college football playoff rankings have in common? Know the answer to this one? Know it, Moneypenny?
And none of them have been able to beat Clemson.
Yeah, they've all lost to Clemson the last time they played him. By the way, Bob, Epstein did not commit suicide. Thank you. Bobby took a new bike to the Marines this morning. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then said, go Army to them. Yeah, they always love that. They love that. Bobby, why are they going 28 hours? Not much going on late at night. Oh, yeah? You would be surprised.
They must not know the Rise Guys listeners.
Yeah, because
us rockers are up all the time.
However, you know, folks of my particular genre think that there's only one, 2, 3, 4, and 5 o'clock in the day.
Well, also first shift, second shift,
right,
third shift.
Yeah, still got a lot of shift work. Shift workers all over, which gives them a chance. You know, you want to come by after the second shift or even after the third in the morning. They're there till 10 o'clock in the morning. Bobby, well, at least Shep Smith is gone. Check out OAN, One America News. We love your show. Thank you. You have excellent taste. You know that? And I think I am now caught up with the text line, which is a rare position that I find myself in. I do have time to slip in today's good news stories, and these are pretty cool with Veterans Day coming up right around the corner.
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's good news.
You bet. Good news stories for today, and we have a couple of them. You might want to tell your boss this story. And then watch how fast he or she runs out of the room. There is a 69-year-old fellow in San Antonio. He's a NAM vet. He's a veteran of the Southeast Asian War Games. His name is Albert Brigas. He's worked at a place called Renown Auto Restoration. He's been there 13 years. He's been trying to retire. I mentioned he's 69 years old. He's been trying to retire, but he wanted to pay off the mortgage on his house first. And he still had about $5,000 to go, so he was hoping to retire sometime next year. Well, last month, his boss called him into his office and said he wanted to pay it off for him. Rudy Quinonez owns the place. He's been his boss for about 13 years. He says Albert has always been a hard worker, never missed a day, so he wanted to do something nice to help him out. Albert gave him the paperwork showing him how much was left on the mortgage in his house, just a hair under $5,000. Rudy went to the bank and wrote a check. Another employee told the local news about it. He says it needed to be shared so people know there are people out there who do good things. I would agree. That was a nice thing to do. Meantime, in Chicago, they had a 5K race. Police officer ran the 15K race. Did I say 15K? I think I said 5 the first time. Yeah, 15K race, I should have said. Police officer in Chicago ran this 15K race in full SWAT gear on Sunday and then had to stop about 500 feet from the finish line in order to do CPR on a woman who'd had a heart attack. Then, after he had saved her life, he finished the race, got down on one knee, and proposed to his girlfriend.
I was almost done with the race, and my plan was to propose at the finish line. And I hear people screaming, "Medic, medic." Definitely a serendipitous moment. Mostly what I was trying to do as I finished the race was come up with something good to say. And I was totally thrown off.
He got down on one knee, and I thought that he was hurt. And then he just said, "Aaron, I don't know what to say." I think I finally did say yes after yes. I realized. So I did, yeah. No, I'm positive.
You let me put the rig on, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's nice. They were talking about it with reporters the next day. So that's good stuff. That's today's good news stories. Added to the text line. Bobby, you don't have to read this one on the air, but in my opinion, you're the best talk show host on the air, including Hannity and Rush and everybody else. Very kind of you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, why didn't the FBI search Epstein's house while he was alive? Who says they didn't? And about that wreck, I think that's what this is referring to. Yeah, the wreck in Liberty, blocking the road there, 178. Bob, it's pronounced Ruhaman. Thank you. Appreciate that. I was puzzled about that particular pronunciation. Wasn't a road that I was immediately familiar with. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back on the other side. And I think I've got an abbreviated version today. I got distracted with the text line. I forgot the story about the leaker of that ABC News video. I need to update you with that. Coming right up. Welcome back. Great to have you along. So as I mentioned, you know, of course, by now this video has gone absolutely viral. Project Veritas releasing the video Tuesday of this reporter, Amy Robach, discussing the information she received about Jeffrey Epstein. She was talking with a producer about it on a hot mic, talking about her frustration surrounding ABC News' refusal to air the interview and claimed that the network made the decision after receiving threats from Buckingham Palace after they found out that Prince Andrew was implicated and, of course, the Clintons involved there as well. Well, The former ABC News employee who leaked that video talking about the network refusing to run her story was fired from their current job at CBS News. A former ABC News employee who accessed the video has been fired from the person's current position at CBS, according to journalist Yashir Ali. Tweeted earlier, as I noted in this thread, ABC News has confirmed they're conducting an investigation into the leak in response to an email. CBS News says they're declining to comment for this story. There you go. And then later tweeted, two sources familiar with the matter tell me that CBS News has fired the staffer in question. This after ABC informed CBS that they had determined who accessed the footage of Amy Robach expressing her frustrations about the Epstein story. ABC News is not sure if the individual who accessed the video was the same person who shared it with Project Veritas or whether they gave it to somebody else who passed it along to them. Robach released a statement after the video was released, claiming her comments were, quote, caught in a private moment of frustration, and added that her interview didn't air because we could not obtain sufficient corroborating evidence to meet ABC's editorial standards about her allegations. Her response echoes that of ABC, which said, at the time, not all of our reporting met our standards to air, but we've never stopped investigating the story. Mm-hmm. Ever since, we've had a team on this investigation and substantial resources dedicated to it. That work has led to a 2-hour documentary and 6-part podcast that will air in the new year. Wow. Thank you, ABC. We're waiting with bated breath. By the way, ABC, exactly what corroborating evidence that you would have needed to meet your editorial standards were missing when David Muir, your anchor of ABC World News Tonight and GMA, aired a recent story showing all the violence going on in Syria that happened to contain video of weapons being fired at a gun range in Kentucky. That apparently met your editorial standards, huh? How about when Brett Kavanaugh was a candidate for the United States Supreme Court? And you folks at ABC, NBC, well, virtually everywhere where the propagandists who call themselves journalists reside, what you all did to Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearing just a year ago, destroying his reputation, smearing him without evidence because he's not on the same political team. Oh, you don't want to go near Kavanaugh, huh? Oh, okay, yeah. How about NBC spiking the story of Harvey Weinstein? That one apparently didn't meet your high editorial standards as well. Yeah, you know, look. Who are you guys kidding? Many believe that the propagandists in the media had one standard for Epstein and Weinstein, who had clout, of course, with Democrats, including Hillary and, yeah, don't forget about me. I want you to listen to me. Yeah, Slick Willie. But Kavanaugh, Bush Republican, nominated by Trump. So we have to apply a completely different standard here, one that allowed unsubstantiated allegations to be reported and repeated endlessly in an attempt to ruin him and keep him off the Supreme Court. But Kavanaugh? Ronan Farrow couldn't get his story on the air. We couldn't get the Jeffrey Epstein story on the air. But Kavanaugh? Was he treated with the same deference as Epstein and Weinstein? I mean, here's Kavanaugh with no corroboration, accused of being the leader of a gang rape. They allowed this discredited lawyer Michael Avenatti constantly on TV, on CNN, on ABC, with his malicious gossip, none of which, of course, turned out to be true. But let's face it, much of the damage that was done to Kavanaugh's reputation came from so-called TV news. Because all those so-called newscasts are not that at all. We all recognize they're not really about news. They're about pushing an agenda and about propping up the DNC and everybody associated with it. Pelosi and Schiff and Bill and Hillary. So, you know, meantime, the lawyers issue their self-serving statements, you know. You know, the reporting on those previous stories was not up to our standard. Gee, that's a shame. We would have loved to have run those stories. Right. Yeah, we know what you guys are doing. You're not kidding us. Mark Levin will be along next. I will see you tomorrow. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
Hoo-ah.
I'll be back.
Goodbye.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.